Good morning. Welcome to Ephesus Baptist Church on this beautiful Sabbath day. This is the house that God has provided for us to come and worship and praise Him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen. As the Easter season approaches, the main topic or main two topics of the Christian church are the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. And I was thinking about these two events as I began preparing the message for today, and I began thinking about the question, what if the resurrection did not occur? And so I decided to make this the basis of the message today. It was June 18, 1815, the Battle of Waterloo. The French armies under the command of Napoleon were fighting the Allied forces of the British, Dutch, and Germans under the command of the Duke of Wellington. And the people of England had depended on a system of signals which spelled out messages from various locations throughout the country. And one of these locations was the tower at Winchester Cathedral. And late in the day on June 18, a message began to be flashed from the tower. Wellington defeated. And about that time, a fog cloud came, and that was all the people read. And the news quickly spread throughout the countryside, and the people were downcast and heavy-hearted because their country had lost the war. But in a few minutes, the fog lifted, and the rest of the message could be read. And the message contained four words, not two. The entire message read, Wellington defeated the enemy. The countryside was filled with joy, and disappointment turned to hope, and joy turned to sadness turned to joy, and defeat turned to victory. And this is just as it was when Jesus was laid in the tomb. Hope died in the hearts of Jesus' loyal friends. And after the frightful crucifixion, the fog of disappointment and sadness descended upon his followers. The only message they read was Jesus defeated. But then 3 days later, the fog of disappointment and misunderstanding lifted, and everyone could see the entire message and understand it. And the message was, Jesus defeated death. Hallelujah and praise the Lord that Jesus turned death into victory and death was turned into life. And our text this morning is from Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth, chapter 15, verses 12 through 19. And he is talking about the resurrection. Chapter 15, verses 12 through 19. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. May God add His blessing to the reading, hearing, and studying of His Word. So today I want us to consider the question that is the title of the sermon. What if the resurrection did not occur? What if Jesus had not been raised from the dead? Well, first of all, Jesus would be a liar. Many times Jesus predicted His resurrection. At first it was in vague terms. You'll recall in John, He made the statement, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." But as His ministry continued, He became more specific and spoke out quite plainly on the subject, particularly in the book of Matthew. At one point, we read, "From that time on, Jesus began to explain to His disciples that He must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that He must be killed and on the third day raised to life." Jesus said, "For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." He told His disciples, "We are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priest and the teachers of the law. They will condemn Him to death and will turn Him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, He will be raised to life." Mark records that Jesus said, "But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." And in John, He spoke these words, "The reason My Father loves Me is that I lay down My life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from Me, but I lay it down of My own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from My Father." And we certainly recall that when the two women came to the tomb on Easter morning and inquired of the angels the whereabouts of Jesus, the angel said, "He is not here. He has risen, just as He said." So if the resurrection did not occur, Jesus would have been a liar. And I dare say we would have wondered about the veracity of all His teachings and not just the statement about His resurrection. If the resurrection had not occurred, there would be no gospel. There would be no good news. We read in our text today that, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." Paul was saying, if there has been no resurrection, then Christ may have died for our sins, but He did not rise from the dead and give us the possibility of eternal life. Paul teaches the good news. Paul teaches the gospel in Corinthians. He said Jesus died for our sins, He was buried, and He rose again on the third day. And we all know that gospel means good news, and therefore, if the resurrection is taken from the gospel, we have sad news, not good news. Half of the gospel is no gospel at all. If the resurrection did not occur, then our faith is groundless. Again, in verse 17 of our text, Paul states, And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in sins. Faith in a dead Savior is preposterous and pathetic. If Jesus did not rise and is still dead, then he has no power over sin. He has no power to save us, and our faith is in vain. It is useless. It is futile. If the resurrection did not occur, then those of us who are believers and who witness for Christ are spreading a lie. Paul tells us in our text that if Jesus did not rise, then we are found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified that God raised Christ from the dead, but if he did not raise him, then in fact we are telling a lie. If a resurrection had not occurred, we have no hope for the future. Think of that. Those who have also fallen asleep in Christ are lost, Paul says, if Christ has not risen. His resurrection is a guarantee of our future resurrection. His guarantee is worthless if he has not risen. You know, Paul wrote to the Christians who were bereaved at Thessalonica when they had lost friends and loved ones, and he says, "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or those who die, and to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep or who have died in him, with faith in him." And then at the close of this message, Paul said, "Therefore, encourage each other with these words. If Christ has not risen, there is no comfort, there is no encouragement, there is no peace of mind about our future." If the resurrection had not occurred, then we have suffered for nothing. If only for this light we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. Evangelist Alan Redpath interprets this or paraphrases this verse as follows. If Christ is not risen, then our faith is empty, our preaching useless, and he has failed to deal with sin at all. If he has not been raised from the tomb, we are still in our sins, and all of his promises are absolutely untrue. He is a fraud, an imposter, and his ashes are buried somewhere in Palestine today. There is no hope beyond the grave for anybody. And those who have died professing faith in him are just left there forever. But friends, we are so fortunate that that is not true. The resurrection did occur. And we are not to be pitied more than all men. But if Jesus has not risen, why bother to attend Sunday school and worship service and Bible study? If Jesus has not risen, why bother to give to the church? We are not only be giving to a lost cause. If Christ is not risen, why bother to serve him? We're only wasting our time. And if Christ is not risen, why tell others about him? We might as well save our breath. You know, Thomas Jefferson, one of the great, if not the greatest statesman of our nation, could not accept the miraculous elements in the Bible. He could not accept the miracles that Jesus performed. He could not accept raising Lazarus from the dead. And so he edited his own special edition of the Bible in which all references to the supernatural were denied. all he put in when he edited the Gospels was the moral teachings of Jesus. And the closing words of his Bible are these: "There laid they Jesus, and rolled a great stone at the mouth of the sepulchre, and departed." Praise God Almighty that the story does not end there. There is eternal life opportunity for us. Jesus was telling the truth. 500 people witnessed his resurrection, witnessed him walking the face of this earth after he had been buried in the tomb. Even secular scholars have recorded history evidence that Jesus arose from the grave and walked the earth after being crucified. Jesus was not lying. Jesus was telling the truth. He was raised from the dead. He is the Son of God. The gospel really is good news. It really is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Our faith is grounded in a living Savior who can save a person from sin and from death and from hell. And fortunately, the news is good. We do have that risen Savior. We are spreading the truth and not a lie. We have the sure expectation of a risen body. Our bodies will not stay in the grave. We shall rise again as Christ did, and we are not to be pitied more than all men. We are to be envied as the luckiest and happiest people on this earth. Paul ended his 15th chapter of Corinthians with a passage that's familiar when we speak of death. I want you to listen as I read verses 51 through 58. "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with the immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true: death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of the sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Amen. Christians have victory in death and over death because of the victory of Jesus. Jesus, who was crucified and rose from the dead 3 days later, said, "Because I live, you also will live." You know, every year thousands of people climb a mountain in the Italian Alps, and they come to a place called the Station of the Cross to stand at an outdoor crucifix. And one climber who had made the trek noticed there was a faint trail leading into some thicket, it was overgrown with bushes and limbs. And he pressed on through the overgrowth, and all of a sudden he came into a clearing where there was a shrine. A shrine which symbolized the empty tomb. And it was neglected. The brush had grown up around it. And almost everyone who had gone as far as the cross had stopped there. And many of us reached the cross and we see the despair and the heartbreak of death, and it depresses us. But we do not go on. We do not move on beyond the cross to find the message of the gospel at the tomb, the victory of Jesus over death. And I'm telling you here today that you can be one of those who have eternal life and spend it in heaven, because Jesus is risen. And because He is risen, we have assurance that we too can defeat death and be a part of His kingdom forever and ever. We need only accept Him as our Lord and Savior. And far from being the most pitied of all people, we will be the most envied. For those who turn aside and who do not go beyond the cross, who do not accept the resurrection, we know where their destination is. It's a life of eternal damnation. So if you want to be with that body of believers in heaven, if you want to be with Jesus, we invite you to come and accept Him as your Lord and Savior as we sing our invitation hymn, hymn number 321, "The Savior is Waiting."